Yeah, we're holding daf Pei Ches Amid Beis. So the Mar Yom Yabishua Ben Levi Kol Diba V'Dibor Sheyotzim Epi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Dibor, every word that came out of Hashem's mouth V'Shas Nesines HaTerib V'Shas Taseras HaDibrus is Yotzasa Nishmosun Shal Yisrael. He's the Yidin's Nishama went out of them. Yotzasa Nishmosun Shal Yisrael. He's the Yidin Pashir Wameis. Shinem the Posse says in Shir Hashirim, Nafshi Yotza Bedabri. His Nafshi Yotza, my nefesh, went out, left me Bedabri when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with us. For the Gemara, when Miachesh Shemadiba Rishin Yotza Nishmosan, is as soon as Hashem said Anoichi, right away he was Porchon Nishmosan, is Dibur Sheni Her Kiblo? How did the Klai Yisrael be Mekabel the second Dibur? He said Nishama left them already. And the Gemara, Hoirid Tal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down Tal, special do, Shosei Lahachyas by Mason. Behechya oisem. His portion there was a matzah of tchias meisim. If every diba according to the Klal Yisrael was meis, and that Hashem then made a tchias meisim. Shenem ma the pasuk until him says, Geshem nedova is tonef olekim, nachloscha venilo ato chinanta. So what does it mean? That the Geshem nedova is tonef Hashem will put down upon a special Geshem that will make us tchias meisim. V'yom Yerushua ben Levi. Kol diba v'diba sheyotzma pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every diba that Hashem said b'shas matan Torah was chozu yisrol yacharayim yud beiz mil. Klai Yisrael moved back yud beiz mil. That's the shear the shetach of the machni Yisrael in the midbar. Vayomalchei hasharus madad inoisen, and the malchei hasharus had to bring them back. Madad in lashon like nodad Rashi says to move them. The malachim moved them back. Shenema the pasuk says malchei tzvois. Yedoidun, yedoidun. Is al tikru yedoidun, ella yedidun. Not the pshat they moved themselves, the malachim, ella yedidun, they moved us. That the malachim was there to move the Klal Yisrael back in their place. Such Rashi. Geshen nedovis, gabi matan terek siv sefer tilm. The pasuk is talking about matan terek, and it says that in of geshem, nedovis min Hashem put down special geshem of nedova, that's like a tchias amesim. Yud beiz mil the Rashi zuhi midas machneim. This is the midah how big the machna of Yisrael was. For you are kroivim le dibur, choizvim mipachar akil akse machna. It's the Klal Yisrael that was close to Hashem from the pachad of the kill of Hashem. They moved back the whole shetach of the machna yud beiz mil. His mother the noisun mesayeyin noisun leskarv mat mat. His the malachim helped Yidden come back close to Hashem. Shoy chaloshim kisha hamadade des beno betchilas hilucha. Like Yanisha that gets weak, Hamadadas Pano, when she moves her son, when she begins to walk. Yedudun is Rashi Mashm, he matzmin didun, Mashm, the Molochim himself moved. But Yedidun, Modadin Acherim, Mashm, that the Molochim moved, Acherim moved us. More about it. Yom Yerushu ben Levi, Bishor Shehela Moshe Lamorim. When Moshe went up to Hashem, to Morim, to Makab, the Torah, is Omru Malchi Asheros of Nekorish Bochum, the Molochim Hatainis Hashem. What is Yelud Isha? What is this Moshe Rabbeinu doing between us? And what is a person doing in the Malachim in Shemayim? Omalehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered the Malachim. Lekabel Terebo, they came to Mekabel, he came to Mekabel the Terebo Klal Yisrael. Omulufon, so the Malachim told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chamuda Genuza Shegenuza Lecho, this precious treasure that you had hidden for yourself, Teishimayas, 900. V'shivim v'yaba doris, 974 doris koydim shenivrolim. Before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch already had his Torah, like his broad nistalkol b'yaraisel b'oriyamo. Hashem looked into the Torah to create the world, so the Torah was here before the world. Is atam mevakish litum lebos of Adam? Now you want to give the Torah to bos of Adam? Strashi talks about the doris ba'apayim shonesh akadmo Torah. Means 1,000 years before the Torah was the Shekod Muter Lirlam, that the Torah was there 1,000 years before the Briyas Olam. For you are sitting Doris Halalu Liboris. Real, these generations were supposed to be created then. Shinema Dovot Sivil Alav Dor. Dovot Sivil Alav Dor, there should be 1,000 Doris. Ruha Kodesh Boruch Hu Shein Olam Eskayim Bloi Torah Kol Kach. The world can't exist so long, there would have been 1,000 Doris before Matan Torah. The Viron Vulei Born, Kodesh Boruch Hu didn't create him. He didn't create these people. The Nos Nolachov of Duris, he put it only into third 26 Duris. Hey, there are only 26 Duris from the Bria Salem until Kabbalah Soterim. Come to say, there was 974 Duris from before Bria Seidlum, that should have been created. So, the Malkam Taina, this is a Matana Genuza that you have. How can you give him to Bnei Yodim? Before I should learn the Pshat, really the Malkam Taina was that Abada, they knew that Torah belongs to Bnei Yodim, the mitzvahs, Tayag mitzvahs, on the gate to Bnei Yodim that live in this world. But the Malkam wanted that Psak, the Hachro of the Torah, should be in Shemayim. That the Chachomim can't to wife with the Torah. That everything to life in the Torah has to be in the Shemayim. Just the via posher et tzivoy, how Klai will have to do the mitzvahs. That's what the Malachim wanted. But the Hachroah should be in Shemayim. And Bemisin Moshe went out, know that even the Hachroah, that the Chachomim have a kriyach to dash in the Torah to Tuwaif now. As we learned that before in the Gemara, that Moshe was Haisuf Yemechid Midaitai, that our posher pshan the psukim, the Torah should have been on Friday. No, Moshe was Haisuf Yemechid, Moshe got this kriyach now of Nesinas HaTorah to dash in the Torah to Tuwaif with that psak, he was Moshe Yemechid Midaitai. So the Malachim's tiny word that the kriyach of Achroah should live in Shemayim. But Avada, the mitzvahs, poshut the mitzvahs, their maskim should belong to Bnei Yodim. So Malachim Taina, the apostle, Malachim Taina, like it says in Tillim, Mo'enesh kisif kirenu, who is the person that we should remember them? Uvenodom kisif kirenu, Hashem Adonenu, Mu'ado shimcha b'chol oretz, asher t'nohoitcho ala shemayim. Hey, how great you are, Kodesh Baruch Hu, asher t'nohoitcho, you should give your hoid. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hoid, the Torah? Ala shemayim. It should remain in the Torah, the Hadorah. Drashi Mu'ado shimcha means Adirhu harbe baritz. Vein royal lechol liten hoyt chasham kim ala shemayim, that the ikah hoyt should live in shemayim. The Malachim wanted the Torah to achro should be in shemayim. Is amul akarish baruch hu moisha, akarish baruch hu tainus rik to moisha hechtel lem tshuva, go answer the Malachim. He's here, the Malachim are telling to me, I should not give the Torah to Klai Yisrael, and you are here, Moisha, not to get the Torah, you give a tshuva back. Is amul afon of Yibayin Shalalom, Moisha told the Eibishter, Misyorani Shem Yisrafuni behevel Shebefihim. I'm afraid Mabel will burn me up with the hevel, with the fire that comes out of the mouth. Omaloi, Takorosh Bechel told Moshe, Echos Bekisa Kvoidi. Hold on to my Kisya Kovid. Vechosul Hem Shuv and give them an answer. The Baal Moshe held on to the Kisya Kovid. Mashma then the Malachim couldn't have any sleep over them. Shinema, the Pasuk says in Eve. Here Shinema, the Pasuk says, Ma'acheis Pinei Chisei, I'll grab a hold of the Kisei, a Parsheis Olav Anonai. And Kodesh Baruch Hu will spread out over me the Anonai Hishchina. The Yomar Rab Nochem, Malamed, what's Shan this Posik? Shepir Shakai Miziv Shchinosoi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu spread Hishchina over Moshe, the Anonai Olav. That's like protected Moshe. So that's how Moshe had a shlita, was able to speak back to the Malachim, wasn't afraid to be burnt off from the hevel piyam of the Malachim. Rashi Pirish Shaddai Miziv, Lutrikin Shel Pasheis. That's pshat from the word Pasheis, means Porish Pirish Shakai Miziv. Is Omalofonov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Toiro Sha'at Noisin Li, Mak Sivbo. It's Mashma Moshe didn't talk directly to the Malachim, but he talked back to the Eibishter, gave a tshuva through the Eibishter. What does it say in the Torah? Anoich Yeshem Olakecha Asher Otzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Is Omer Lehem LeMitzrayim Yiratatem LeParo Hishbaratem. Heis Torah Lo Matei Lachem. In the Torah it talks about Klai Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael went through Mitzrayim and they had Yitzir from Mitzrayim. But you Malachim, you didn't work in Mitzrayim, you didn't know power, you didn't have a Yitzir from Mitzrayim. Shuv Mike Silva, what does it say? Right in the Torah, Lo Yiloche Elokim Acherim. Don't be over Avay Dezorah. Beinamim Atem Shruyim Shevtem Avay Dezorah. You Malachim live between the Yamim that din Avay Dezorah. Like you Pshita, there's no winning of Avay Dezorah. In Shemayim, there's no Avay Dezorah. Shemayim, you only have the Eibishter. So why do you Malachim? The Torah is not talking to you. So what Shaykhis do you have to do with the Torah? Listen, Shruyim Shevtem Avay Dezorah, Avay Dez Gilulim. Right, the Shuv Mak Sibba, what does it say? Right in the Torah, Zachoris Yom HaShabbat B'Kadoshoy. His Moshe the Bible was going through the Aseres HaDibris. Says, right, a mitzvah Shmir HaShabbos. Klum Atem Oysim Malachah, Shatem Tzvichim Eshavus. Do you Malachim do any Malachim Shemayim that you have to be Shavas? The Torah was talking about Bnei Yodim. We on this world have to be Shavas, not to do Malachah. Right, Shuv Mak Sibba, Loisisa. Don't swear Hashem's name in vain. Is Masa Matin Yesh Ben Echim? Do you have Masa Matin? Do you do business in Shemayim? That you'll have to swear, yes, I do. I will pay you back. I won't pay you back. His master matin doing business, that's b'nei Adam. Shub Mike Sibyl was the Torah say weiter, kabeda sevich v'yasemecha, mitzvahs kibbut aveim, is the aveim yesh lochem, do you malachim have an aveim? The Torah is not negayah to you. Shub Mike Sibyl was the Torah say, le tirtzach, don't kill, le tinnah, don't have niv, don't have znus, le tignav, don't come to steal. Now what's the hezbo, why do people come to do these averas? Kino yesh b'nechem, do you have kino? Said Rashi, Kino yesh b'nechem shatim boyim a yodo, the day with Tzicha. The only reason why somebody want to kill somebody is because he's jealous of him. Kina. So do you, Malachim, have this bad need of Kina to say that not we have to give you a tzivu not to kill? You don't have Kina. Vayta yetzara yesh b'nechem. It's what the person that goes on znus. Why would a person do znus out the yetzara of taiva? Malachim don't have a yetzara. So pshita Torah doesn't apply to you. Is miyad zakti gemara hoidu loy lakorish bochu. Heis the Malachim were moided to the Yebishter, that the Torah should be given to Bnei Yodom, and like we're learning in the Pshat is, that Bnei Yodom should have the whole Achro. Hey, since the mitzvahs are negeya to Bnei Yodom, it's a problem that is Chem the Genuza from the Yebishter does belong to Oritz. So when the Torah, when the Akarish Baruch Hu gave Matan Torah, the Pshat was that the Koyev Achro, the Psak of the Torah, is Bnei Yodom. Like we have a clown now, Loi Bashamayim Hi. We don't care what it says in the Shemaim. We have to learn the Torah and dash in the Torah if we the midas of the Chachamim. Shenema the Posik says, even the Melochim said, Hashem Adonainu, Mo Ado Shimcho, Abba V'ilu Tuno Hoidcho Ala Shemaim Lokzivdei, Lokziv. At the end of the Posik, it doesn't say anymore that the Melochim still had the Taino, Tuno Hoidcho Ala Shemaim. He's now there masking, Hashem Adonainu, Mo Ado Shimcho Stam, and we're masking there should be in the Sinas HaTorah to Klal Yisrael. Miyad zati gemara kol echod v'yechod nasa le oyuv o mosa le diba. All the malachim came in oyuv, came like to love Moshe, and they told of Moshe diba, told him something. Shenem marapotik. Alisa la morim, shavisa shevi. You went up, Moshe went up to Shemaim, shavisa shevi, you captured something. Lakachta matonos bodim, you took presents back, bodim. What does bodim mean? Bishasha kruch odom, bishada the malachim of first chorof you. They called you odom. Is lakachta matonis. At the end, they came and gave you matonis. So Rashi learns mosaloi lomdu. It means the malachim learned Torah, taught Moshe Torah. The yodim is chazet Rashi shechofucha v'kruch odom. That malachim first macharif you called you odom. Noitza miadom. They called you a creation from the odom. Loshen siflus to show you're like nothing. You come from the dirt. Is the chazet they gave you back matonis. So the Mara af malach hamavis mosaloi dover. Even the Malach HaMavis at that time told something to Moshe. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Vayiten es HaKateris, Vayechaper Alom, that Moshe told Klal Yisrael, after the Magefa, if you want to stop the Magefa, let's first bring the Kateris. The Kateris will be Mechaper Alom. Vayimeh V'yameh Ben HaMesav Ben HaChayim. Is that stood between the Mesav and HaChayim, that stopped the Magefa. Is how did Moshe know this Yisrael, that the Kateris is Mechaper, like stops the Malach HaMavis from the Malach HaMavis? Not that the Malach HaMavis told this to Moshe, it doesn't say anywhere else in the Torah. So it's right here, the Malach HaMavis told Moshe this Yisrael, that the Keteris stops Misa. The Drashi, Malach HaMavis, it doesn't say in the Torah this Yisrael, that the Keteris stops. How did Moshe know it? Helamai, the Malach and the Malach HaMavis told Moshe, B'shash was all alamorim. L'morvayt, V'yom Yabishu Ben Levi, B'shash Sheyarwad Moshe, M'lefnei HaKoresh Bochu. As soon as Moshe came down from the Eibishtem, Bosotin v'omalafonav, the Sotin came and said, Ribbono shel Olam, Torah heichen hi. Where is the Torah? The Sotin wanted to go to be mekatzmig already, stopped the Yidden Maseis from learning Torah. He wanted to know, heichen hi, where is the Torah? Is omaloi nesati el oretz? The Eibishtem said, I gave the Torah already down to Boretz. I gave the Torah. Holach eitz el oretz. So the Sotin went down to the oretz to see if he finds the Torah. When I got the top tesis, here's the kasha. As you say, maybe he saw some lehoyu yedei matan Torah. Where was the son mechlar b'shas matan Torah? Didn't he know that Hashem made a matan Torah? The Yeshayim was a tesis. The Armina b'medrash lefon of yelech dibro shetir doy hakadosh baruch lemal v'chamovis b'shas matan Torah. Shlo yitrog. He shouldn't be mekatrig. His kadosh baruch made a special matana to be matriad the mal v'chamovis. Loi ma'uma shasid alachtoy. The Seif Mem Yoin, the Malach HaMavis, so the Sodom will have a Taina. How you give them the Torah to Klal Yisrael if the 40 days later they can do the Chet Ha'egel? Is Atanoy Solem Matera? Vu Satan vu Malach HaMovis. So the Satan and the Malach HaMovis is the same thing. So when the says B'shas Man Teru, the Satan wasn't there, the Eibishter made a matana that he was busy, he wasn't there to shter. So Nechnami, the Satan didn't know where the Torah was. So the Satan now came back to Hashem and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where's the Torah? He said Leichei Tzal Oretz. So the Satan went to the Oretz. Omalo, Torah Heichani, he asked the Oretz, the Satan, where's the Torah? Omrulai, the Satan answered back, Alakim Haven Darka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where it is, like, don't bother me, the Eibish knows where it is. Here's Halachay to Yam. So then the Satan went to the midst of the Yam. Om V'omaloi Eini Modi. The Yam answered back, I don't have the Torah. Halachay to Toim. The Malach went to the Toim. The Malach HaMovis. So the Satan, Omaloi Ein Bi. The Toim, the underground also answered, we don't have the Torah. Shneim the Pesuk and Eiv says, Toim Omar Loi Bihi. The Toim said, the Torah is not with me. V'yom Omar Eini Modi. The Yam said, the Torah is also not with me. Avadun v'movis, destruction and Misa said, Omru, b'yozneinu shemanu, we heard about in our ears, Shim, we heard about this news. We don't know where the Torah is. V'kitzah choza v'yom of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. So the Satan came back to the Eibush, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Chifashti b'chol oritz. I looked over the whole world. V'leimet tzasiyu, and I didn't find the Torah. Like, you just told me you gave the Torah Baruch, where is it? Izomalot, so the Eibush told the Malach HaMovis, or the Satan, Lechetzel ben Amram, go to Ben Amram. Yes, like Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Torah is. Holachetzel Moshe. So the Sotah went to Moshe. Om Aloi, Torah Shinosan Lecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu Eichen Hi. Where is the Torah that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you? Om Aloi, Moshe answered back. Vichima Ani, Shinosan Lecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu Torah. Who am I? That the Eibusha gave me the Torah? A Poshet Moshe saying, I don't have the Torah. Is Om Aloi, Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe? So the Eibusha attainest to Moshe. Moshe Badoyato, Moshe, are you a liar? What do you mean you don't have the Torah? I gave you the Torah. Izom alafonot, Moshe answered back. Ribbono shel Olam, Chamud Genuza, the special treasure, Yesh Lecho, that you have, Sha'ata Mishtashteya Boi B'chol Yom, that you yourself are Mishtashteya, means a Lashna, Kodesh Baruch Hu plays with it. Mishtashteya means like a Lashna, like a kid plays with a toy. What is the biggest Hanoah Hashem has is when he plays with his Torah. That Kodesh Baruch Hu has Hanoah from the Torah. When we learn Torah, it's also the biggest nachas we give the Eibishter. It's called Mishtashteya Bo Kol Hayom. The Eibishter plays with the Torah, has enough from the Torah Kol Hayom. Is ani achzik tovel yatzmi? So Moshe said, should I be master tovel yatzmi to tell the Malach, the Satan, that I have the Torah, as if to say it's my Torah now? Is Moshe made himself like an onif? Is omulei kodesh baruch lo Moshe? Hoyu lumiyara to atzmecho. Since you are my yourself, you put yourself in the midst of anovim. You do not want to say you have the Torah. As he's still Maki, he's still called Torah Hashem. He is Tikra Shmecha. The Eibishter made him a tonal like, now we'll call the Torah on your name. Shenema the Pasuk says, Zichru Torah Smeish Avdi. Remember Torah Smeish Avdi. The Torah now is called Torah Smeish. Said Rashi, Badoya Tobitmiya. Like, who are you lying? So to know about it. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Bishoh She'olo. Moshe Lamorim. When Moshe went up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, Motzu LaKodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe found the Eibishter Shehoyu Koyshe Ksorim LiYois Yois. He was putting in Ksorim crowns on top of the Yois Yois. Kurash learns this mean the Tagim. On top of certain Yois Yois is a special tag. The Eibishter put like Ksorim Tagim on top of the Yois Yois. So Drashi Koyshe Ksorim could go in Hanach Dermina Perak Abayna more later. Taga the Kuf. The Gabi Reish. The top of the Kuf is supposed to face towards the Reish. V'chein Shatnei's Gats. These are the Oisius, the Shin and Ayin, the Tes, and Nun and the Zayin, and the Gimel, and the Tzadik. They have a Ksorim, they have this Tagim on top of them. Shatrichen Kol Ois Gimel Zayunim. They need like three projections coming up on top of each Ois. Because the Armin of the Gemara Melochit says, Reish HaZayin Nimtach Limin. The Reish of the Zayin faces a little bit towards the right. Will the smell on the left, the gagli, mat, on the roof on top, the chain rosh hashina smuli, the chain called rosh hashav oisis halolu, the whole makim shein, any place that these seven oisis are written, like in the Sefer Torah or in Tefillin or Mezuzahs, they have to be written with the tagim. So Moshe found the Eibishter putting the tagim on top of the oisis. Is Omar loy Moshe. So the Eibishter said to Moshe, Ein sholom biyurcho, like the Eibishter tainis to Moshe, Akam you didn't give me shalom aleichem. Don't people say Shalom? Said Rashi and Shalom and Derech Litin Shalom? Is Omalafona? So Moshe answered back, Klum Yesh Evet Shalom Rabbi? Is it Kovadik that an Evet should give Shalom to his Rebbe? face to the Eibishter, to my Rebbe, I don't give shalom. Is Omaloy, so the Eibishter answers back, about Koponim, Hoyulacholi Ezreini, you should have helped me. Such Rashi, Lezreini means, Loy Matatliach, Molachtecha. Ninyan, right away, to give somebody a brocha, to say, Zay Matliach. Like Moshe, the Eibishter had a time, and Moshe should have told the Eibishter, Zay Matliach. Is Miyad Omle, right away, Moshe said, Viato Yigdal no Koyach Hashem. Kasher dibarta, and Echlam, you gave him like a bracha, you should have Yigdal no Koyach Hashem. Yadat Rashi, Bali Acheret, said, next time you went up, Omaloy, Yigdal no Koyach Hashem. So Moshe learned this midah, that there's an Indian right away to give somebody a bracha, that he should be matzliach from what he's doing. Is Omer Yeshua ben Levi, my dichtiv, what does the Pasuk say? Vayar Om ki Vayshe, is Moshe, it is by the chet of the eagle, that Klai Yisrael saw that Moshe was delayed, he didn't come on time. What does that mean? Altik Reboishes, that he was late, Elabo Shesh. It means it came the sixth hour. That means what happened? Bishur Shalom Moshe Lamorim. Bishas Moshe went up to receive the Torah. Omer Lehem Yisrael. He told the Klal Yisrael, you should know, L'Soif Aboyim Yoim. Another 40 days later, V'Tchila Shesh, at the beginning of the sixth hour of the day, Ani Bo, I'm going to come down with Kabbalah Satorah. Is L'Soif Mem Yoim, after 40 days later, Bo Sotin, the Sotin came the Irva Vesolim. He made a ganze tumul in the veld, but he wanted to be machti Klal Yisrael. Omalehen Moshe Rabchon Heichenu. So the Sotin asked Klal Yisrael, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Omaloh Yalol Amor. So Klal Yisrael said he went up to Shemayim to see the Torah. Omalehen Bo Sheish. So then the Sotin says, good, he went up, but he's supposed to come down. It's the sixth hour of the day already. Lo Yishgicholov. Klal Yisrael wasn't makabel. They didn't listen. They didn't shkerzer from the Sotin. Meis, then the Sultan said, Moshe Rabbeinu died. They didn't listen to Midah. Then finally the Sultan made a picture like in Shemayim of Moshe Rabbeinu being Meis on a Midah. It's That's what the Pasuk says in Natanus Taron, this is Moshe. And they pointed to say, look, we see Moshe Rabbeinu was Meis. That the Sultan was Ma'arav and made them look, and made it appear as if Moshe was Meis. So Rashi learns all the time here. Bo ha-Sultan, Rashi, hu yetzorah. Sultan here means the yetzorah machti yesodah, makes a person do a chet. Hu o'ila, hu nastim v'oime du midas adin ein hogem b'nai. That's the Sultan, he goes up in Shemayim, to midasadin ein hogem b'nai. Kishola Moshe, lahar oma lehem. And Moshe told Klal Yisrael, l'soif mem yoyim ani bo. I'm going to come down 40 days later, the beginning of the sixth hour. Rashi learns, Haim Surum Klal Yisrael thought, even the day when Moshe went up, Boy Min Amin is included in the 40 days. But Moshe really told them, Mem Yoim Shleimim means Yoim V'Leila Imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu meant only 40 complete days, a Yoim V'Leila. The day he went up, the Laila was not with it, because he went up by day, not by night. Come to Sois, Sharei B'Zayim B'Sivin Nola, he went up on Zayim B'Sivin. And this is the Pshat, the Torah was given above B'Sivin. So he went up the next day on Zayim B'Sivin. Nimsa Yoy Mem B'Yud Zayim B'Tamas. When's the 40th day on Yud Zayim B'Tamas, Oye? Now, B'Yud Vov, on the 16th day, Bua Sotin, the Sotin came to Yivra V'Sotin and made a tomb in the world. There the Mus Choshech Yafeli showed like it's very dark. The Mus Onan Verofel Vavuv Yolema Vaday Meis Moshe Shrei Bol Kvashesh already came the sixth hour. Vloy Bo and Moshe didn't come yet. Vyesh Shalema Shaloi Tol Ela Biyim Hamunin. So Rashi, you can't learn Stam the Pshat. You can learn that the Malach made it dark already, so they thought it was night. Like really, we're talking about on the 40th day. Now Moshe was supposed to come at the beginning of the sixth hour of the day, and the Satan made the day so dark it looked like it passed the sixth hour. Then Kodim Chatzos Nachah Chatzos. Said Rashi Shirelo Yorad Moshe Ad Yom HaMochras, because Moshe Rabbeinu first came down the next day. So you can't say it was time of a mistake of a few hours. Shinema V'Yashkim HaMochras, Mashka first, the next day they woke up and then Moshe came down. So that's Rashi's pshat, that the Klal Yisrael made a toys in the day. They thought 40 days from the day Moshe went up and that day was included. And it was a mistake that Moshe meant 40 complete days Yom V'Layla. Shrashi Bo Sheish Yekobu Lechem. That the Malach had pinus, it was Bo Sheish. Is Toysus Dingzachem Rashi. Toys learned the Seif Mem Yom Ani Bo. Toys learned the Pierce of Kunches Eisi Yom Sholo Bo Enim In Aminyin. Vuhay Yom Alem Mem Yom Shleimim. Yom V'Layla Imoy.
That's the way Rashi learns. And Taiz Diaz Kashan and Rashi is the mashma like that. Taiz does not say his own pshatim. But the Rabbanan asked from Rav Kana, do you know, like, why does the Torah call Har Sinai Har Sinai? Vosef's name is Har Sinai. Omalei, so he answered back, Har Shinasu by Nisim, Li Yisrael. That was an Ahara that all the Nisim happened, like we had before, Kabbalah Satera, the tremendous Nisim, they saw Kodesh Baruch Hu, they saw the Shekhinah, they got so afraid, the Kodesh were broken, they ran back 12 miles. Said we had before, the world was full of psalmim, the whole world. See, there was the Shekhinah, the tremendous Nisim. And the Emerson, this is one of the Ashisha mitzvahs to be Zeichim every single day. That's man Hasinai. It's meaning to remember every single day, Kaseidah, to remember the Nisim that happened by Hasinai. For the Emerson, the Pshat is, because Kol Zaman, a Yid, is learning Torah. Every time we learn Torah, it's as if it's like a Bosa Torah now, as if Mamish the Eish. Of the Torah was given with, is still always here, Keseida. So here, Maisim, the Friedrich of Torah was when Tzadikim used to learn Torah, a Nesh used to come out that the Kabbalah of Torah is in the Torah. And every time we learn the Torah the way you're supposed to, really, Bishleimus, we'll have the same matter of Hasinai. But, so it's called Hasinai because this was the Har that needs to happen to Yisrael. For the Gemara name, Har Nisoi mi Boilei, they should have called it Har Nisoi, not Hasinai. Elo har shenasu simintoy v'Yisrael. Har simnai means lashon like simintoy. Good things happen to Klai Yisrael. For the Gemara, har simna miboyle. It should have been called har simna, not har sinai. Omalei. So he answered him back, my time will shechit l'chaim ad Rav Papa, Rav Huna, b'rei ad Rav Yeshua. Hey, how come you, Rav Kana, don't find yourself between near Rav Papa and Rav Huna, b'rei ad Rav Yeshua? They're mainly bagarato, because they're mainly bagarato, and they say pshotim in bagarato. The Rav Chizda, Rav Abrei, the Rav Huna. The Yamri Tavaya, they both say, my Har Sinai, what is the Lashon of Har Sinai, what is the meaning of Har Sinai? That means Har Sheyodo Sinu Liyakim Olah. It is the Har that came down Sinah from the Goyim. The Goyim had Sinah, had hatred. So Drashi, what does that mean, Sinu Liyakim? Shelo Kiblu by Torah. Because from this Har Sinai, the Goyim were not Mekab the Torah. Like the sin is the hatred that Goyim do not have the Torah and we do have the Torah. The Goyim have hatred from us that we have the Torah and they don't have the Torah. That came from Har Sinai. V'hainu d'yomra Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Hey Shemos Yeshlei. Really, there are five names to it. It is Midbar Tzin. This Midbar is called Midbar Tzin. What does that mean? Shinstava Yisraelola. That Yisrael was Midstava with the Torah. Mount Torah was given in Har Sinai, Midbar Sinai. Midbar Kodesh. Why is Midbar Sinai also called Midbar Kodesh? Sheneskatsu Yisrael Olam. Because here, by Har Sinai, by Kabbalah Satorah, Klai Yisrael got his Kedusha. The Klai Yisrael gets his Kedusha from Matan Torah. The Torah is Mekadosh. That's why the Sach Mitzvahs. Neskatsu Yisrael Olam. By the Midbar Kidmus. Why is it called Midbar Kidmus? Shenitnu Keduma Olam. That Klai Yisrael got his Keduma. Klai Yisrael is Kodim. Kedumah Pasha means that Klai Yisrael is Kodim before the Yakum. Like we come first, we have a Kedima. A Yid is more Chashav than a Goy. How do we have Achshivas from Kabbalah Satera? Midbar Porin, why is Har Sinai Midbar Sinai called Midbar Porin? That's the Gemara. She Poru V'Rovu Olel Yisrael. That Yidin had a lot of kids Bishas Kabbalah Satera. So Rashi learned She Poru V'Rovu V'Chol Echod Nisabru Ishtoi Zochor The Mitzvah Shuvu L'Chem Yolechem. Hey, so what? That b'shas kabbalah satera, there was a mitzvah to be purished from your wife. Right after kabbalah satera, there was a heter that says shavu lachem liolechem. Everybody should go back to their oil, to their tent. That means to have tashmish with the wife. And when everybody went to have tashmish with their wife, as soon as they came back from Har Sinai, every single isha was nisaber and was yerle bezocher. So from Har Sinai, it's called shaporu v'rovu leil Yisrael. Yidmu had poru v'rovam from Har Sinai. Right, the Midbar Sinai. Why is this Midbar called Midbar Sinai? It means Sheyodo Sinuli Yakam Olov. Because the Midbar Sinai came out the Sinai from the Goyim. Omar Shmoy, what's the real name of Midbar Sinai? Chorif Shmoy. Its real name is Chorif. O Pligas at Gemara Rabavua. Yom Rabavua. Har Sinai Shmoy. No, Har Sinai, that's the Yikon name. Right, so it's like Midbar Sinai, Har Sinai. The Yikon name is Sinai. Olom Nikra Har Chorif. Why is it called Har Chorif? Because the Goyim might got destroyed from this. Hey, since the Goyim were not Makabal the Torah, they got destroyed, they got clawless, and they got Second hand, like Klai Yisrael was Kaduma, Klai Yisrael was first, and the Goyim just got Sinna and just got Kurbin from not being a Kabbal the Torah.